Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. and Israel attack on Iran began at the end of February. It wasn't until March that American consumers were hit with soaring gasoline prices. Higher oil prices signal that overall consumer prices will rise in the coming months. However, last week, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics monthly import index report for February points to much higher consumer prices happening even more quickly. In February, import prices rose 1.3% from January. This follows January import prices rising 0.6% from December. Even without the surge in gasoline prices in recent weeks, this index signaled maybe a 10% or greater rise in consumer prices by the end of this year. The monthly producer price index released 2 weeks ago also reported a 0.7% increase in February from the month before. Now, with higher oil prices, the rise in consumer prices could accelerate even more than that. A year ago, when Americans were concerned about rising consumer prices after President Trump announced his comprehensive tariff policy, many intelligent people took the precautionary measure of accelerating their purchase of non-perishable goods. That boosted retail sales 12 months ago, which later resulted in a slowdown in sales later last year. Therefore, the annual consumer price increases last year were not as severe as some feared. This year is now almost certain that consumer prices may rise by a greater percentage than they did last year. So, once more, it could make sense to accelerate your purchase of non-perishable goods. When a grocery store has a sale on non-perishable items that you use and you have the available funds and space for storage, consider purchasing a larger supply that might last you for 6 to 12 months. Then, when different items are on sale next week, repeat this process again. One advantage of stockpiling goods at lower prices is that you don't have to pay income taxes on the money you saved as you later consume them, instead of paying the then higher prices to buy them. Help protect your finances as the purchasing power of your U.S. dollars continue to decline. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.